So great to be learning together. Shorei Ratz, Shuvah of the Week. This time we're going to do this, a combined men and women's, a little bit longer. We're going to talk about preparing salad. And I'm going to have a respectful disagreement with Rabbi Sabolowski. Maybe he actually doesn't disagree, but just he instructed the women of his kehillah that when they prepare salads to bring over to somebody's house, that they should cut it up only at the guest house, but to cut it up in your own home before and then take it to the guest house is not acceptable. What's the basis for his ruling and why I think there's an alternative way to handle it? I'm going to set forth right now. So we have a malacha, one of the 39 malachot is tochen, is grinding. So we normally associate grinding with grinding of the grain, into flour, and you're speaking about something that's inevitable. And you would think that tochen only applies to things that are inedible, and that's what the Rosh writes. That's what Tosfot basically feels. But the Rambam expands it a little bit. Well, even if it's something that's edible, but it's to a food, but it's inedible at this point. If you're cutting up food in order to, if you're cutting them to small pieces, very, very fine pieces, actually, very, very fine pieces, in order to cook it, kedei levashlo, says the Rambam. So all these three Rishonim very much limit the application of tochein to food, only in food that's not ready to eat or just doesn't apply to food altogether. According to major Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rosh, normally Maran Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam and the Rosh. But here, in this situation, we find Maran actually does not follow what he normally does. Normally follows 2 out of 3, Rambam, Rosh, and of the Rif. And here he has 2 out of 3 that limits tochein. No, but Maran says tochein applies even to food if you cut it up chop it up very, very finely. Okay, so Maran is machmir. Why is he machmir? Probably is a conserving sur d'oraita, and many Rishonim disagree. Okay, so he's machmir. However, already in the Beit Yosef, he quotes the Rashba, and the Rama actually quotes the Rashba. The Rashba, the major, major Rishon. The Maran Beit Yosef speaks extremely highly of him. He's not even one of his top three, but he's certainly one of the greatest of the Rishonim. He has a heter as follows. The Gemara doesn't say it explicitly, but the Rashba believes that just like we say by Borer, one of the Tanaim for Borer permits it, is it's derech achilah, it's a normal way of eating, if you're doing the Borer, the altar, you're doing it right before you eat, that's considered the normal derech achilah. And so too, he applies to Borer, he applies this also to Tochen, the Rashba. So as long as you're chopping up the food right before you eat, the Rashba is Mekel. Now Maran Beit Yosef says, well, everybody agrees with the Rashba on this one, which is very, very interesting. But Maran Shulchan Aruch says, you know what, to be extra, extra careful, what you should do is just make sure don't cut it up finely. In other words, if you're cutting up food, even you're cutting it up right before you're about to serve it, then you should cut it up a little bit larger than normally to avoid any concern for tochein. But that's a chumrah, but basically the Rashba is what Maran Shulchan Aruch follows. Mishnah Berurah for Ashkenazim also encourages, even if you're relying on the Rashba, doing tochein immediately before serving the salad, you should still cut it up into bigger pieces. But Maran also has the minhag is they make salad following the view of the Rashba. Now there are those who want to be machmir. The Chazon Ish in our generation is machmir about it. He's even machmir. He says that mushing up vegetables or a banana for babies is considered to be tochein. Rav Avadja disagrees with that very, very strongly. He says that's not tochein altogether. It's only to fine pieces. Making it to a mush is not tochein. He says the Chazon Ish, who's machmir on this, is a dat yachid. So he said that's not even tochein, mushing up a vegetables or bananas for babies to eat. Not a problem altogether. Not even tochein. But in terms of the making the salad, just cut it up finely You can rely on the Rashba, and cut it up even fine, the fine piece, as long as you're doing it immediately before you are going to be going to cut up finally immediately before you serve it. That's totally fine according to the Shulchan Aruch, just to be a little extra machmir, just to make it a little bit larger. Now, what happens if you're going to be going to somebody's house? This is Rabbi Sadalovsky instructed in his Keilah. The way you have to do is you bring this out and you cut it up at the home of your host, which can be a little bit awkward. And are there any alternatives? So I think there are the easy alternative is you can cut up and make the salad before Shabbat. That's obviously okay. Or if you want it to be fresh, what you do is you cut up the salad into a little bit larger pieces than usual. And even though you're not doing the cutting up into the pieces right before you're about to eat, so you have so many heterim here. So first of all, you have a heter. Maybe that's still considered to be la'alter, the language of the Rashba. You're doing it right before you eat. That's number one. Number two, you have many opinions of the Tosfot and the Rambam and the Rosh that tochen only applies to something that is edible. And then most important, as long as you're not cutting it up to very fine pieces, you're avoiding the whole problem of tochein. So therefore, if you're going to be going to somebody else's house, you can cut up you can make your salad. You don't have to make the salad at the host's house. What you do is make sure the salad is a little bit larger than usual, which is in general we should try to avoid. Even making the salad right before you're about to eat in your own home, you should make the salad a little bit, you should cut the pieces on Shabbat a little bit larger than you normally do, and Yom Tov as well, make a cut into piece a little bit larger, and you avoid the problem of tochein, and whether you're going to serve it immediately or you're going to bring the salad to somebody else's house. We should hear many, many brachot, all good things, wishing everybody a bracha, matzachan, a great week.